When you read in the Gospels these phrases, you remember the text where you have heard that it's been said by them of old. Hear the Lord preaching this incredible sermon. You have heard that it's been said by them of old, but I say unto you. What is the Lord doing there?
Referring to their traditions.
He's referring to the traditions of men, the rabbinic interpretations, the quotations from the rabbis that have come down through the centuries. But the Lord, rather than referring to the rabbi, says, but I say unto you, and he took them right back to the Old Testament. And there's a great contrast between the rabbinic teaching and the Testament. And of course, the authority is with the Testament. Well, that same is true today. It's all about what the rabbis say. I've gone into the Judaica bookstores and just seen the rows of commentary. You know, the Mishnah and the Gemara. The written, the oral traditions. And then they've got commentary on them. There's just volumes of them. You pick a subject and you just read. Rabbi so-and-so says this. Rabbi Ben Simon. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on. And the Jewish people are steeped in that if they're religious at all. Messiah has come. Why do we believe Jesus is the Christ? My friend, search the Scriptures. Right? And then you think you have eternal life. That's what Jesus said, right? They used to have that verse was hanging up. There was a little drop down here before they remodeled this place. And on the front of this drop down in front of the platform was that verse, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And beginning with Moses, the Lord Jesus took them through Moses, the Pentateuch. I'm in the process right now of trying to write a little piece of paper on finding Christ in the Pentateuch. Because most Jewish people, it's all about Torah. It's all about law, the law, the law, the law. Well, take him to Christ in the law. And, of course, they don't want Isaiah 53, but you use these prophetic things. You know, did you know that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? Did you know that Daniel prophesied the coming of Messiah and said that it would take place before the temple was destroyed? The second temple in 70 A.D. I mean, it's all right there in the text. And so you learn some of these things. Another thing that maybe I can even do this week, I'd like to for you, is to talk about the doctrine of the triune God in the Old Covenant. You know, we as Christian people can come to the New Covenant, and most of God's people can demonstrate the teaching of the triune God from the New Testament. And that was done by Jewish people, by the way, again. We can find the Trinity in the New Testament, can't we? How many of us can find it in the Old? See, a Jewish person struggles today with embracing that Christ is the Son of God. Why? Because he doesn't understand even true biblical Old Covenant theology. Every religious Jew wakes up every morning and he quotes the Shema. What's the Shema? You've heard this before. That's right. The Shema comes from the Hebrew word which means to hear. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our... You realize that in the Hebrew it literally says the Lord our God's plural. The Lord is one. And a very specific word for one there is the Hebrew word akad. The Hebrew language had a Hebrew word for absolute one, yakid. Yakid, which means an absolute one. But that is not what the Spirit of God chose to use there. He used the Hebrew word akkad. And if you look at every single reference to the Hebrew word akkad in the Old Covenant, you'll discover that it's always in a context of plurality. And in specific context, it's a compound unity. So hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is a God. And yet the Jewish people, and Orthodox Jewish people, have wrapped their... That's what Moses wrote. But they've wrapped their arms around another Moses called Moses Maimonides of the 12th century, who has 13 articles for the Jewish faith. And that is their Bible. And when he talks about God, he says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is Yaqid. And he changed what the Scripture said, and he put it on the absolute one. You point that out to a Jewish person. Who are you going to believe, Moses Maimonides, or are you going to believe Moses, whom God used to write Torah? I mean, there are all kinds of things. I mean, we can just find some of these verses for you. But we need to be able, one of my goals, and I'm just in the process of trying to equip myself, is to equip myself so that I can reason from the Scriptures and prove that Jesus is the Christ. And most of God's people cannot do that.
controlling the Grand Central Station. We've had opportunity to witness to folks there in the past, and we can hand out literature there also. Then we'll head over possibly to Fifth Avenue and see Trump Towers, and then we're going to head up to Central Park. And all this is on the way to the Hub, which will be we'll have a sound permit there. We'll be doing singing and talking to folks one-on-one and handing out tracks again. Central Station, and had lunch there. Of course, that's a very famous place. It's not only the hub for the trains, underground trains, but also all the other trains leaving the city, Amtrak and so forth, and some 80,000 people go through that station every day, and it's very significant. And then we went up Fifth Avenue into St. Patty's Cathedral, and we also walked up along Fifth Avenue. The Trump Towers are also there at Fifth Avenue. And from there, we saw Central Park. From there we went to the Hub, which is it's called the Hub because of the buses and subways all converging into one place in the Bronx. That man right over there, his name is Phil Jones. Much more open to the gospel and more likely to take your gospel tracts than the financial district, where you get very little reception to the gospel. Now the Hub, though, is poorer, and there is crime there, and we actually, for the first time in 4 years, witnessed a crime happening before our eyes. A fellow was chasing another fellow who stole his PSP. And he was running right at me, actually. The fellow who stole it was running at me. And this is funny because, and then the fellow in the back of him was running. But I think this guy, as soon as he saw the Ark of the Covenant, he dropped what he had and veered off into the street. And the guy said, "Stop that guy." But he dropped his stolen goods there. And instantly the police picked him up. They just happened to be right there at that time. And they picked him up, arrested him, and hauled him off. But that's it was an eye-opener in broad daylight of the problem with crime there in that area. But we had some of the best talks there among the team, and it was good overall. Brian gave his testimony, and there was some singing there, and I think we had overall had a very, very good outreach there at the Hub.
And ever since then, I've been testifying of Christ and seeking to serve the Lord wherever I can. And that finds me, His grace finds me in this place. I've never been to New York before. Wow, what a city. But it's my joy to be able to testify to you the reality and the truth of Jesus Christ, the Righteous One, the Savior of sinners. And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I find that to be true, for I called upon Him, and He saved me. And now I can tell you with full assurance, because of His grace, that I will live with God forever in heaven. Not because of my good works. I'm a sinner. That's right. I'm a sinner. But the Lord Jesus, He did it all. And see, He's the righteous one. He's the one that fulfilled the law of God and was perfectly obedient to God's righteousness. And He did it for me. And I thank God and I rejoice that you can know that you're going to heaven. You can know that. The Bible says that these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That's 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12 and 13. So believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Amen.
You know, there were Christians that died in that terrible, terrible disaster. And even to this day, as we walk around Ground Zero, there is just a uncanny hush. At least I sensed that. I don't know, even to this day, the first time I came to it, and it's still there. It was a wake-up call for this country, but I think it definitely needs another wake-up call. I hate to say it, and people are definitely going to have to be faced with eternity.